Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, Hollywood, you sure know how to start my Thursday, man, which is my Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because this is our last day working this week.
I think most people are off Friday, hopefully, right? I don't speak for everyone, but hopefully.
Yeah. Not everyone. No, listen, man. Not everyone, and the unknown continues to mess with sports. And honestly, listen, we do sports. It's messing with everything right now. The uncertainty of everything in every sport continues, whether it's the NFL and the NFL Players Association saying, well, we really don't want any preseason games. We want to just jump into the league to the start of the regular season, which, by the way, is a terrible idea. Terrible idea. And the league is saying, well, let's just play games 2 and 3. We'll skip the first one. That'll give us an extra week of work. And we'll skip the last one, which will give us an extra week to work and also for health issues with this coronavirus. And listen, man, everybody's trying to work around. Did you see what happened in Orlando yesterday? Woody, 6 FC Dallas players tested positive. They were there. They gave them the test like, oh, you 6. So, I mean.
But, Joe, you know, the amazing thing about it is, like, you look at the difference between when we had one test and everything just kind of shut down. We were at a standstill. Now you get 6 tests and basically inside of a bubble. And it's just business as usual. You keep moving forward. So right. That's the good sign. Like, if you want to take a positive out of that, like, they're moving forward. So we were talking about this, I think, the other day, right? How many, you know, positive tests, if it was the NBA bubble, whatever, you know, how many tests would it take to shut things down? And you see 6 guys on one team, you know, go down, and they're moving forward.
Yeah, no, I get it. And they've got time before, and they're going to do everything. Listen, once you make a commitment, you're going to do everything possible to keep this thing going. As long as, and I think a lot of this has to do with how badly these guys get hit. I always say this. Listen, man, these guys are in the peak performance in years of their life. You know, we always talk about the great athletic years. And I always say 20, 21, 22, up to early 30s are kind of your prime years, especially with guys taking care of themselves. They've kind of expanded that overall. Haven't we seen guys now that, you know, are taking much better care of themselves? They don't drink and they're not doing drugs. And
I mean, all 6 of those guys didn't realize they had it.
Yeah, I mean, that just give you an idea, like, wow. And we're hearing more of that, by the way. I mean, that's the good news for the people who are really good shape at that at age that are, when they get hit with it, like you said, they don't even know if they have it.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to us, though.
No, and it sure the hell doesn't apply to me, Woody. I mean, you know, I'm 63. It's just...
You're in that category, Joe. You're in that, like, do not get the virus category. I think they call you high risk.
Real close. I don't know whether it's a 65 or 60, according to which one you listen to, but, you know, no matter how much
you do. You're tightroping the line either way.
Hey, listen, I'm not out there running around with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, don't chance it.
Or anything. No, you don't have to worry about that. But it does make you wonder, trying to figure out what's best, what's healthy, but yet what's going to give you the best product? How much work do you need? I mean, this NFLPA thing, the no preseason, I think is a terrible idea. But listen, if I thought it would, like, would you give up the preseason knowing it's going to give you a much better chance to stay healthy. If somebody could tell me that, that understands all this and is really educated on this, which doesn't seem to be anybody at this point. Now we got everybody fighting with everybody on this whole thing right now. But then I'd be all for it. But look, in a perfect world, you got to get some work. You're young guys. Your college guys can't just practice for a month and then show up in New England and you're going to expect any of those young guys to play well. You got no shot.
When you put it that way, it sounds even scarier. And you know, Joe, they don't hit in practice the way that, you know, I guess they used to in your day. There's just so little hitting, you know, from going out there and covering those practices. There's so little hitting out there that, you know, it is scary when you put it that way. But from a fan perspective, the preseason sucks. You know, you have to pay full price for those tickets if you're a season ticket holder. The games are never interesting except for that dress rehearsal game. So from a fan perspective, they want to get rid of the preseason. I think most fans would be like, all right, that's okay. But then, you know, like you mentioned, you know, having these younger guys practice for a month and letting it rip in New England is kind of scary.
Yeah, like, wow, we never saw this. I mean, of all teams, the New England Patriots in the opener. And, you know, the other thing is fans won't have to worry, especially in the next month or two about coming to games. I would be shocked, especially with the way these numbers. And I'm going to try really hard today to not talk about the mask, because the mask seems to be, continue to be a hot topic everywhere. Even social distancing. We got people fighting it now. We got governors fighting with all these different. What's the deal with everybody wanting to fight with Dr. Fauci now? I thought he was the president's right-hand man on this stuff. What the hell happened? Now governors are calling him out. I ain't listening to that guy. And like, why would you not listen to the guy? This is what he does. Like, you got voted in to run a state. He's kind of, he got that job because he must have been pretty damn good that they trusted him to kind of lead everything on this coronavirus. Unless now we're going to say he sucks, even though stood up there next to the president day after day after day. I know that's not happening now, but it just kind of makes you wonder.
He just seems like a nice old guy that's like, I mean, he's not out there to hurt anyone. He's just a nice, harmless old guy.
You know, I agree. Like, every time I always see him when somebody mentions something political with him, I just see the guy cringe up there like, I swear, I don't care. I mean, I'm going to thank the president for doing this for my career, but like, come on, man. I'm not doing it one way or the other because of something coming up in November with politics. I'm doing what they asked me to do, and now I'm getting ripped. Like, that poor guy, he must just be hanging on, like, right?
He seems like he doesn't love doing this either. Like, as a scientist, like, I'm sure he'd much rather be in the background and not be dealing with a pandemic. Like, he does not seem to enjoy this.
Yeah, I would agree. The woman next to him, I forgot her name, the one that's doing this all this stuff with him. But, it's and as you know, everything's a little ugly out there. There's tension, a lot of people all fired up. And
you want to play some mask stuff this morning?
No, you don't. You don't have any fresh mask stuff, do you?
No, but I have our favorite guy. This guy's the leader in the clubhouse right now, right?
All right, give me one.
Our freedoms are being taken forever, and I will not be muzzled like a mad dog, and I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have nothing left. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
Got an amen in there, too. I always love the amen at the end. But, yeah, you think, by the way, all those commissioners and the mayor signed up as this is going on everywhere. You think they're going, did we really sign up to have people this pissed off at us and, like, calling us terrible names? It's not only radio people get called all that stuff through text messages and stuff. Anyway.
But, Joe, like, it just sucks because every day I feel like I go online and more stuff is closing. Like, are you getting that vibe? Like, we go online, it's like, I mean, they took away lap dances yesterday.
They, like, killed that whole
The mayor was like, I guess he said he didn't realize, like, what was going on or something. And then lap dances are gone. I mean, A lot of stuff's going away, man. It's very, very sad. I feel like every day we look and something else is closing.
I got a kick out of Mayor Jimenez going, God, they go, hey, you kind of slipped, this one slipped through you. You know, our strip clubs down here are real popular. And what are you going to do about these lap dances and the VIP room and stuff? And he went, oh, shoot. You know, I mean, Mayor Jimenez, when was the last time, like, if you had a beer with Mayor Jimenez and said, Mayor, when's the last time you were at a strip club and saw, you know, one of your buddies getting a lap dance? I'm guessing when the kids go for bachelor parties and all that stuff, I'm guessing he's not going to that. He's staying home and waiting for everybody to get home. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on here that we want to get to. By the way, my man Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel and his Kevin O'Neill story, former trainer with Miami Dolphins, has just retired. Went with Butch Davis to FIU. Guy I've known was in the middle of that bully gate, lost his job. And he came out, and he opened up pretty good. Pretty good. I think Dave Hyde wishes he had about four pages to write on the computer of this story. It was like he ran out, and I just felt like Dave Hyde had like six more articles, full articles of great stuff from Kevin O'Neill talking about some of the former coaches, the way things were handled. And obviously, Joe Philbin and Cam Cameron didn't get passing grades, which I don't think, I think I could have, like, Kevin, I'll sit this part out. I'll tell you about this part. I mean, it was a bad, bad time for the Miami Dolphins. And I always go back to this. You hire people been around football to help the owner find a new coach. And I always wonder, now that I've been around a real nice guy, Joe Philbin, and Cam Cameron seemed like a real nice guy, what did you see when you do interviews? I'm not saying I could do it because, you know, I probably couldn't either. But that these guys that sat there on the panel and, you know, got to interview all these people coming in, I mean, you look at the last 20 years of problems before, and you look at a guy like Brian Flores that you have right now. I don't know who picked it. I don't know who had final say on it. But in 1 year, I can tell you it's an upgrade from Cam Cameron and Joe Philbin as a coach by about 4,000%. And it just makes you wonder, doesn't it, Woody, when people sit down and you're going, well, they're not qualified to be a coach, but maybe you guys aren't qualified to pick a coach, that you would go out and get these two guys that just were not in touch with their team. Before we get to X's and O's and all the pretty hoes, they were just out of touch. Joe Philbin
was like the Fauci of coaches, wasn't he? Like, he's just like
Joe Philbin.
He's a
really
very nice, likable, very
the
nice.
Way,
and you want
wife.
Him to win, but I mean.
But you can't sit up in your office and have people coming up going, Joe, got a bunch of problems. We got to put the Joe. And Joe just kept waiting for everything to like play out. And like, if I stay away from it, maybe it'll go away. You know, we've all done that. We don't want to see something or we hear about something and we don't want to deal with it. So we figure if we deal with it later, it will go away and it only gets worse. So anyway, I would just say this, if you get a chance, go to the Sun Sentinel sports page, and Dave Hyde has got an article on Kevin O'Neill, who's 18 years a trainer with the Miami Dolphins, with FIU, and listen, I will follow this up too with this. What have you been around sports program? Doesn't matter what level, but the toughest jobs in football, and I don't know about other sports, but I do know in football, the head coach, number one, and the trainer, number two. Really? You're going, wait a sec, the coordinators, and what are you talking about, the general manager? No. The toughest job day to day. Nobody works more hours than the trainer. They win. When everybody turns their card in at the end of a week, during the football season or out of football season, the trainer works. I don't know how those guys stay married. I don't. I would love to see what all the trainers in professional sports, how their marriages are, especially in football. Because off-season, guys rehab, like camp is closed except for trainers. I would love to see how every trainer is doing in that marriage. If it's barely together, it's been over. Hell, I don't have time to have a girlfriend. I just think, and I just say that because people are going, how could you say that? You got to deal with the head coach every day. You got to win the players' trust so they'll trust you when they can come in and talk to you about injuries. And you got to deal with doctors that you may or may not like, right? They may have been handpicked and you're like, don't have a great work in, and the doctor tells the coach something and puts you in an awkward situation. And so now the players blame you. You can't win. Have you ever thought about that? You can't win as a trainer. Kevin O'Neill, and then if you have any drama in a locker room, oh my God. Like you heard this and let it go on? Yeah, I'm a trainer, not the freaking sports psychiatrist for the team. Hey, enough, Richie. Don't talk to Jonathan like that. That was mean. Anyway.
I mean, it is one of those like thankless positions though, isn't it? Like you never really hear about like who that guy is.
When's the last time we were on a show and going, well, everybody had a great game except the Miami Dolphins trainer. They were all like, most people don't even know who the trainers are, right? Now I do.
I would think most people don't, yes.
I need it. Like, let me tell you when I use a trainer. I get up Sunday morning and I got a bad hangover. I go in there. I said, what do you got? What do you got to get knock this thing out? I'm shot, and right now, I'm
well,
fuzzy.
That right there is an example why that job sucks. That guy should not be dealing with your hangovers.
Well, he's the like, only guy
what's
gets
going
up,
on, man? Like, I told trainer, you, all you got to do is drink some Pedialyte or something while you're drinking,
on
or
the
some
road,
water or something.
In a hotel?
Yeah, you drink some water.
I said, hey, man, I put on a hell of a show last night for our sponsors, but I'm paying for it right now. Hey, anyway, hey, Woody, we got a lot more stuff.
What, is he popping IV in you or something, Joe?
No, they can't do that. But, and the doctors aren't up early enough. But, no, any stuff they do to help, you know, guys that get, usually I'm not a big water drinker. And I don't know for you old school drinkers, but I still find myself going to bed and going, I forgot to drink any water. Oh, man.
I've been trying to sell you on that for a while now. Because you come in, with you're a bad hangover guy, too. Like, you get in a bad mood when you have a hangover.
Well, I'm not in a bad mood. I just hate feeling like that at this age. I didn't mind feeling like this because I could rebound a lot of years ago. But the rebound is gone. It's like my vertical jump right now. It's not very good. Hey, we got to go to break. But we got a lot more stuff to get to. How about a little Mike Hill from the Marlins running the show over there? Mike got his team back together yesterday. We'll talk to him about the Marlins, the minor league system, the top prospects, and what chances they're going to have when this thing starts up in the East. Ouch. We'll have that coming up next. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries for just a second. When we talk about trust, I want to be able to go to doctors that I trust. When I played, we had a doctor I didn't trust. Nobody trusted. And it was a bad situation. It was terrible. Lawsuits, oh my God, I was in a bad situation. But when you get doctors like they have right now at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, which is ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News and World Report because of their doctors, these aren't guys right out of med school. These are guys that have been doing this for a long, long time. Dr. Reby has seen it all, man. He has seen everything. He's fixed everything. I like their experience, especially working with the top high school, college, and professional athletes. And when people ask me, well, where do the pros go? I go, well, Miami Soccer, Heat, Panthers, and Finns, they all go and they all trust Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Yep. And you can too, because you can get in to see those same doctors. If you're dealing with a sports-related injury right now and you want to go where the pros go, it's really, really easy. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute is ready for you. Even have an office. Dr. Swartzen and all the good doctors up in Broward County can help you. Man, I'm telling you, they got great work going on. All you have to do to get an appointment is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. The top sports doctors in the business. You don't have to leave town. They're at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. All right. Hey, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Zach's off today, and tomorrow and Monday, he and the family can take a little time, which is what we usually do in July with these crazy times with sports getting ready to start back up. But it's not just football that's getting ready to start up. It's every other sport. Never thought I'd be saying that. And oh, by the way, even that could be in question with the coronavirus and trying to keep all these teams healthy. And that'll be part of the story going forward with everybody starting their season back up or just starting their season. Whether that's the other weird stuff. Like baseball's trying to kick off their season. The NHL is going right into the playoffs. And the NBA is going to warm up with a few games and then jump into the playoffs. So we got a little bit of everything. We've, soccer played a little bit, played one or two games. And now they're getting a tournament. They're going to jump back in it. And then college football is trying to figure out the best time to play. A lot more people are starting to think spring football season could happen for college football under their circumstances of athletes not getting paid. Athletes needing to be at school when student body is back in school, all those things to overcome. It will be very, very interesting, to say the least, to find out what's going to happen.
Joe, let me ask you a question. When it comes to college football, do you think there needs to be a commissioner of college football, just one voice? And whether it, because I think here's a couple of problems you have right now. First of all, you have the Power Five and the Group of Five, who just seem to be on completely different pages. And then if you even go further into that, each of the different conferences seems to be on different pages with how this whole thing should go. So do you think like one voice, like a commissioner, because I know that could listen to the NCAA, right? That's not going to happen. But should there be like a commissioner of college football?
So this guy needs to go. The guy that's been running the NCAA.
Yeah, Mark Emmert. Yeah, he's terrible. Yeah,
like he's awful. He's one of the worst things to ever happen to sports. He is. He's been in denial about what sports has become. It was like they got all this money from all these TV contracts, this stupid money, and he was lost. Like he was like, student athlete, shut up. Like it got to be too much. But it does seem like every one of these commissioners in the Power Five are in a different place. And to be fair, you're looking at your markets, right? Like if you got Arizona and Texas and California, Pac-12's got a little problem there. Pac-12's got two of the biggest problem cities for their teams, like USC and UCLA and Arizona State are the first three I think about. Because those three areas, Southern California and Phoenix, Scottsdale, it's bad right now. It's bad. It's shutting down. So there, I don't know. I think of that as part of it. Miami's sitting down here. They're like, oh, my God, this stuff's only getting worse.
I believe Miami hasn't had a positive test with any of their kids yet.
You believe that? I don't believe that.
Well, I think that's what they said. I don't know.
Listen, FIU had 12. FIU has 12. So if for some reason Miami doesn't have any, I just have trouble believing that looking at these numbers all around the country, that it's hard for me to imagine that the Miami Hurricanes don't have one. And it's not that I think anybody's lying. You don't have to share the numbers with anybody, I guess. Some schools have, some schools haven't. But it's kind of hard to imagine. Would you agree? That Miami.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult to imagine. And here's the other thing. When you start mentioning these numbers, you start getting people talking about stuff like herd immunity. And I even heard, driving in this morning, them talking about, kids maybe having to sign waivers to play, which is insane.
Yeah, but about talking about fans got to sign them too? If you want to come back, we'd love to have you back, but can you sign something?
That's one thing, but we've seen in college football, especially over the years, that the players are so powerless, Joe. Like, what are you going to do if you're a player and they tell you got to sign a waiver? What are you really going to do?
I'll tell you what, you don't sign it. Like, you don't sign on behalf of big brother and mom and dad. And if you don't have a mom and dad, somebody needs to speak up. Like, you can't ask those guys to 18, 19-year-old to sign something going, hey, man, you're in the best shape of your life. Don't you know? Even if you get it, you're not really. It's gonna feel like you've had the flu. It's gonna be worse than that. Like you just.
I just think it's dicey, man. We talk about this all the time. Like joke about it. The SEC is gonna play no matter what. But like you start to look at the numbers and what did you see? What it would cost Alabama if Alabama doesn't play? Like it's in the billions of that would cost that place. Like that's all they have. In Alabama, it's college football. Like, and there's a lot of towns and cities that are like that where it's all that they have. So, you know, it's just kind of dicey, Joe. And I hear a lot of different voices. Like you said, the SEC is like the conference that I would, if you had to pick one, you think they're going to play no matter what, right?
I think they're all going to play when it's said and done. It's hard for me to imagine. Listen, I'm all for if you tell me I can get my college football season in spring, I'm going to take it. We'll adjust everything else around it. But if it takes spring football or maybe a little bit earlier in spring football to finally get back and get it in, then even if we have to knock a couple of games off and get more to a conference schedule, I'm all for it. I mean,
yeah, there's no reason not to wait. Like pushing it back is not a problem. But canceling it would be obviously a disaster. That would be the worst case scenario. But like spring football is not the worst thing in the world. You could live with that. But again, my big issue right now is it seems like everyone's on a different page when you go around the country. And you know, some programs have a lot of money, Joe, that can deal with this. Some don't. That's another issue that a lot of these schools I think we're going to start to see is you look at some of these smaller schools, and we have a lot of them in our state here that are going to take a major, major hit if they don't get football money.
I agree. Starting with FAU, FIU, and Miami. Let's just start right there of schools. They're not Michigan and Texas and those schools and Ohio State that just generate. So Florida, the Gators generate a lot of money, and this is a different boat down here. I agree. That's why, you know, we going back, like everybody keeps going there. We're sitting here talking about these numbers instead of probably should be doing shows on and boring people and pissing people off by going, why not help out a little bit? Put a friggin' mask on when you're out and do the right things that you're supposed to do to see if it might work. It's not going to kill you, man. It's not going to kill you to try it, especially if you get your numbers going the right way. We got a lot of stuff. How about this Will Smith story coming out? Oh, my God.
I hit you with that one yesterday. I said, Joe, maybe you can help me make a little sense of this because I didn't quite understand it.
No, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, who been together for a long time, but apparently have a little bit of a different relationship, and a singer, a much younger singer, apparently has been good friends with Jada, really good friends. August Alsina, it's a really, really weird story. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that, and not just that, but we got a lot more stuff, including some players still in the NBA, and some good players still not sure whether they're going to play or not. We'll get you caught up on all that stuff coming up in just a moment. But first, want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. That's right. Love talking about Chevy because some of the new Chevys are out, especially if you're looking at a midsize or small SUV. You like that big, beautiful Tahoe. Take it for a test drive. Get a great deal this weekend for the 4th of July. Man, I'm telling you right now, we're pumped up about the 2020 Traverse. Makes every drive worth the trip. It really does. This midsize SUV is spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet doesn't compromise the style and all the other things that you really look forward when you're looking at a SUV. I want to tell you about the Equinox SUV. All right, so it's also really fun to drive. It's a little smaller SUV, but it's got so much room, so comfortable, safety features, all the things you want. And finally, I want to tell you about the 2020 Chevy Blazer. From the outside, I don't know if anything looks better, man. What a great look. The 2020 Chevy Blazer. Take it for a drive. I know you're going to love the outside, but you're really going to love the inside once you take that drive. It's got everything you need, all the features you're looking for to really enjoy yourself. So this weekend, hey, you're looking around all the different SUVs out there. Make sure you put your South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer, convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer this week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.